Chelsea Williamson, and she is the general manager at Convo, who are a leading provider of communication services for the deaf and hard of hearing in communities in South Africa. Chelsea, good afternoon, and thanks for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for inviting me this Deaf Awareness Month.
Oh, so that's interesting. That's a bit of information that I didn't know. I thought I was just talking to you about an app which is changing the way the deaf community operate in South Africa. I didn't know it was Deaf Awareness, so that makes it doubly special, so that's awesome. But talk to me about this app.
So Convo launched this app in 2022 with the aims of breaking the communication barriers between the deaf and hard of hearing communities. Because we know that, you know, when a deaf person walks into a space, both parties, the deaf person and the hearing person, they engage a massive barrier where they feel like communication is limited and they're not able to communicate freely with each other. So ultimately what it is it's an on-demand interpreting service on your phone. It's an app that anybody can download and immediately get access to an interpreter. So if a deaf person and a hearing person are trying to communicate, the deaf person opens up their phone, clicks on a button, and immediately has access to an interpreter to facilitate that conversation, removing that barrier and making communication seamless and easy.
This sounds like a fantasy world. Is this instantaneous? I'm trying to get a sense of how this app actually works real time in practice. Can you explain?
Absolutely. So it is instantaneous. We have interpreters that work across the country virtually. So anytime a deaf person pushes the button, they'll immediately have access to an interpreter on their phone. So that's how we operate, because we know traditionally a deaf person has to wait for an interpreter or book an interpreter and hope an interpreter shows up, or bring a friend or a family member. And if it's dealing with sensitive and confidential information, you've got a friend or a family member that could, you know, potentially steal your information. So having a professional accredited interpreter there just makes that process so seamless. And like I said, it's on demand. So whenever you walk in, wherever you're going, it's then and there.
It's hard to get my head around, because it's almost like you're introducing, I mean, I understand exactly what it is you're trying to do. You're trying to facilitate the conversation, and yet I'm almost seeing it as if it's an external third party added into the conversation, making it just slightly uncomfortable. Am I completely wrong? Is that not how it works in practice?
No, I absolutely hear your perspective. And I think as a hearing person, having an interpreter might seem like having a third party.
Interesting.
But for a deaf person, interpreters are aware of their life, their day-to-day life. They need interpreters at events or at the doctor's office, or if they go to the bank or the shopping mall. Those are the spaces, or even in their workspace. They need interpreters because not all hearing people know sign language. Myself, I'm fluent in sign language, so, you know, if they meet somebody like me, there's no need for an interpreter. But the average hearing person doesn't know sign language, so they need an interpreter. So for you, it might feel like a third party, but for a deaf person, it's a normal thing that they just do.
Interesting. Tell me, and the app itself, is it was it produced overseas? Is it South African? Cost involved? Just talk more to the details of the app itself.
Awesome. So Convo itself is a global company. We're operating in 5 countries: England, America, Canada, Australia, and most recently in South Africa. So it was originally launched in America in 2009, and we made our way to South Africa, like I said, 2022. It is free for the deaf community. So if a deaf person wants to use it for themselves, a deaf person can download the app, they contact us, and we'll give them the login details for free. However, we've partnered with incredible organizations and spaces from malls like Eastgate, Westgate, Clearwater Mall, The Pavilion, and a few other places, Checkers, ShopRite, and Nedbank. If you want to partner with us in that way, there is a small cost involved. Our packages start from as little as 800 Rand a month to create that accessible space for whether it's your staff or deaf customers that you may have.
So again, just walk me through how I would physically use it. How simple is it to get connected to an interpreter, or is it a virtual interpreter, not a real one? How does the detail work?
It's a live interpreter. They're real people. They're not AI. They're not avatars or anything like that. It's real interpreters that you'll be connected with. And it's honestly, it's we've got two ways that you can do it. If it's a deaf person using our app, they just click, they open up our app and there's a button that says virtual interpreter, and they click on that button and immediately they'll have their interpreter. Or the second way is, like I said, we've partnered with some public spaces like shopping centers, and we're hoping to get into transportation sector, so the airports and airlines and so forth. And for those, for customer facing, we have a little QR code sticker that we give to those spaces. It's a green QR code, and a deaf person can scan that QR code and have immediate access to an interpreter on their phone.
What do we do in South Africa when there are 11, if not more, official languages? How many sign languages are recognized in South Africa?
I love that. So we have 12 official languages, South African Sign Language being one of them. And there is only one sign language in South Africa. There are
Okay.
different dialects to South African Sign Language, just like in Afrikaans. There's Cape Town Afrikaans, there's Pretoria Afrikaans, there's Joburg, there's
Sure.
KZN Afrikaans. There's dialects, but it's all Afrikaans. So the same with South African Sign Language. There's South African Sign Language, and then there's different regional dialects depending on where you are.
That is absolutely, it's actually incredible the ignorance that people like me harbor in respect of issues like this. We don't know the basics. Nothing.
You know what I say? This is my field of expertise. I've studied it. I did my master's, and it's my passion. But you know what? If you had to ask me anything about radio broadcast, I am as unknowledgeable as they come.
Interesting, very
So we all
interesting.
have our areas of expertise. So don't feel bad. And you've learned something new
I
today. And I
certainly
think that that's
have.
what's important.
Absolutely. Final question for you. In terms of messaging for the wider South African public and specifically minority communities, what should they take away from this initiative?
For me, I think don't be scared. Don't be scared if you meet a deaf person or a person with any disability, because at the end of the day, we're people. We're people first. Disabilities and even race and gender and all those other things, they come second, third, or fourth. We're all people. So if you meet somebody who might be different to you, don't be scared. Engage. Don't be scared of saying the wrong thing. You might say the wrong thing. You might do the wrong thing, and they might correct you. And that's okay
So
because
interesting.
you're learning. So be a part of the change. Don't be scared. Engage and make everybody feel included just by a smile or a wave or just being that person that's accepting.
I've got lots to digest with what you've just said. I found that absolutely fascinating. I'm going to talk to you longer than I should, just because this is quite personal to me. I've got to take 1 more minute of your time. I've only got
No
one
problem.
eye. And I can't wear a
Okay.
prosthesis because my body rejects it. So I wear an eye patch. And the number of people who will approach me on a daily basis and ask me straight out about the loss of the eye, the amount of people who stare and don't say anything, it's quite remarkable. And there are times when you think this is fantastic. They're just getting it out in the open, they're addressing it straight on, and you're having an honest conversation about something that is plain to see, like what's the problem? But then there are other days where you wake up and for whatever reason you're just in a bit of a sensitive mood or something and you think, oh goodness, not again, I can't deal with this today. So it's so weird because it depends, it's so much on the individual and what they've been through on that particular
Yes.
day, and there's no real right or wrong.
Absolutely. And exactly what you said, there's no one size fits
Fits
all
all.
solution for this type of thing. It's everybody is a different person. It's based on your upbringing and your background and what school you went to and what area you grew up and what your parents are like. So there is
Absolutely.
no one size fits all solution.
What a
So just engage with the individual and just get to know them. Like you say, you know what it's like to be stared at,
Yes.
and you can feel people staring at you. It's a horrible feeling. And if people were just confident enough to engage and make you feel comfortable, that's where the beauty comes in, with that connection. And I think that's something we as South Africans are so good at, is just connecting with people.
And kids. Kids are just
And
remarkable because there's no filter whatsoever. And they
no
just let
filter
rip.
at
And
all.
it's just
It's funny you say that. I work in the deaf space. I work with multiple disabilities, and I'm always bringing my kids with to these types of things. And they've now grown accustomed to it as well. And they know what to do, not what to say, and they don't feel awkward by it. And I think that's, you know, it's if we're exposing our children to this at a young age and they're learning this at a young age, how much more inclusive will our future be if our kids are exposed and feel comfortable being in spaces with people that are different to them?
I've loved talking to you. I've loved every moment. Chelsea Williamson, General Manager at Convo, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us. And thank you so much for having this interview for Deaf Awareness Month. And I hope that you have a great rest of the month.